Hello and welcome to the Cold War Minute. I am David Guerra and today is February 3rd. And on this day in Cold War history, in 1957, the Senegalese political party Democratic Rally merges into the Senegalese Party of the Socialist Action. In 1958, the founding of the Benelux Economic Union creates a testing ground for a later European Economic Community. In 1959, a plane crash near Clear Lake, Iowa, kills Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, the Big Bopper, and pilot Roger Peterson, and the incident becomes known as the Day the Music Died. In 1960, British Prime Minister Harold Macmillan speaks of the, quote, a wind of change, end quote, of increasing national consciousness blowing through colonial Africa, signaling that his government was likely to support decolonization. In 1966, the unmanned Soviet Luna 9 spacecraft makes the first controlled rocket-assisted landing on the moon. In 1969, in Cairo, Yasser Arafat is appointed Palestine Liberation Organization leader at the Palestinian National Congress. In 1984, STS-41B is launched using Space Shuttle Challenger. In 1988, the United States House of Representatives rejects President Ronald Reagan's request for $36.25 million to aid Nicaraguan Contras, thus beginning the Iran-Contra affair. In 1989, after a stroke, P.W. Botha resigns party leadership and the presidency of South Africa. Also in 1989, a military coup overthrows Alfredo Stroessner, dictator of Paraguay, since 1954. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, February 3rd. I am David Guerra. Until next time, goodbye.